morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. From time to time on Around Town, I like to let you all know about our locally produced news and public affairs programs that air in the 4 to 6 p.m. time slot on weekdays. And because it's our membership drive this week, it's a good time to let you know what you've been supporting and to say thank you. These are just some of the highlights from the past month. These, along with the short features like this one that air in the morning, are archived at weru.org, so you can listen to them there if you missed them when they were broadcast. On the April edition of Conversations Through the Pointed Firs, host Peter Neal spoke with Siri Beckman, a visual artist, wood engraver, printmaker, painter, and author of The Prince of Siri Beckman, Engraving a Sense of Place. On April's Talk of the Towns, hosted by Ron Beard and Liz Graves, there was a discussion of celebrating Maine's sauna culture with guests representing different sauna businesses around the state, as well as an author of a book called Sauna Magic. Justice Radio's April show was called Our Prison's the Answer, MindBridge Healing Racial Trauma Initiative. Host Leo Heilton interviewed folks from the MindBridge Center about what a healing-centered approach to racial trauma and violent extremism might look like. Host Patricia McClain's April edition of Let's Talk About It, Conversations with Survivors of Domestic Violence, told Bethany's story and covered issues of protection orders being ignored and problems with the legal system. On April 16th, host Carrie Clark and her guest Casey took a look at unhealthy relationships through film, this month focusing on the School of Rock. The Democracy Forum's topic in April was clean elections 24 years later. Host Ann Luther was joined by Anna Keller, Executive Director of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections, and Ian Vandewalker, Special Counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice. On Power for the People in April, host Steve Call was joined by Barry Woods, the Senior Director of E-Mobility at Revision Energy, for a conversation comparing hybrids, plug-ins, and full electric vehicles, as well as a discussion of performance, maintenance, price, and demand. And last week, we had the debut of a new monthly show, the Maine Monitor Radio Hour. Each month, a group of reporters and editors from the Maine Monitor will talk about the stories they're working on and give a sneak peek behind the scenes at their investigative reporting. The first episode featured Kate Koff, Rose Lundy, Stephanie McFeeters, and Emily Bader talking about their reports on issues at assisted living facilities in Maine, yellow flag laws, lack of attorneys for families whose children have been placed in state custody, climate change and some of the issues facing the coast after the recent storms, and pharmacy closures across the state. Coming up this week, we'll have Talk of the Towns on Wednesday, Common Ground Radio on Thursday, and Let's Talk About It on Friday, all from 4 to 5 p.m. If that's not a good time for you to listen, subscribe to your favorites as podcasts or listen on our website, weru.org, whenever it's convenient for you. That's just some of the recent work by WERU's award-winning news and public affairs team, and it doesn't even include the short features, which I did not have time to list. You can find it all at weru.org, and go there whenever you have time to listen to something, and you can listen to it, download it. You don't have to listen when it's broadcast, although we love it if you listen on the radio, too. But you made that possible with your support. So putting on my news and public affairs manager hat, I want to thank you all for your support on behalf of the team, and remind you that it's not too late to join us by making a pledge in whatever amount works for your budget. We recognize that $5 for one person is as much of a sacrifice as $500 is for another person. You're part of this community. Just kick in whatever you can. Go to weru.org to make a pledge online or give us a call at 469-6600. And for all of you who already have, thank you very much. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.